Hello?
Hi. Hi, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I don't know what that means.
Yes, I mean, if is there somebody in your house that works for a media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
I'm 18.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Like the middle.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Are you a robot?
No, I'm not a robot. I'm a live person.
No, you're not.
Can you hear me?
You sound like a robot.
I can hear you.
Oh, I do apologize for that. Maybe because I'm trying to be polite, but I'm a live person.
Well, are you from America?
Sorry?
Are you from America?
Yes.
What state did you grow up in?
Sorry?
What state did you grow up in?
Well, we're not able to share personal information. However, we could go ahead and continue with the survey, but if you opt not to continue, that would be okay as well. But we would really appreciate your opinion.
Well, what's the survey for?
Sorry?
What's the survey for?
Yes, it's about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay,
and thinking about the direction is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'll be satisfied if Trump wins.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, or 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is tackling climate change.
5.
Thank you. Funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
That's 10.
Thank you. Creating more jobs and raising wages.
10.
Thank you. Lowering taxes.
10.
Thank you. Securing the southern border.
10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion rights.
10.
Reducing crime.
10.
Thank you. And creating more affordable housing.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is J.D. Vance.
I don't know who that is.
Thank you. Tina Kotek.
I don't know.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum.
She's not important.
Sorry?
I don't like her.
Okay. So in this case, how would you rate her between 0 to 100?
0.
Thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
0.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
0.
Donald Trump?
100.
Thank you. What about McDonald's, the restaurant?
I don't know who that is.
About McDonald's, the fast food restaurant?
What does that have to do with it? Oh, like...
Yes, it's because... Yes, how would you rate McDonald's between 0 and 100?
100.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
100.
Thank you. And Lori Chavez de Rimer?
I don't know who that is.
Thank you. And well, I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or independent Cornel West?
A Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Rimer?
I'm not sure. But
thank
Republican.
You. Thank you. Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a third chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all? That you might support her?
0 chance.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Rimer is handling her job as your member of Congress? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I still don't know who that is, so.
Okay. And now I want to read you a little bit more information about two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez de Rimer. First statement is, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Second statement is, as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Rimer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer? If you are undecided, please say so.
Just Republican. Is this the end of the survey yet?
We are just about maybe around 10 minutes more to finish, and we will really appreciate your valuable opinion.
I think
I'll try to do it as fast as I can.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez de Remer?
I'm not sure. I just said that because she's Republican.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games, and she is going to Washington to change its ways because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl out of our streets. How convincing would be this for you from 0 to 10?
Like a 3.
Thank you. Next one is, Janelle Bynum is sick, or what is happening to our neighbors and the partisan games that continue to be played? Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions, but she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. How would you rate this as a convincing from 0 to 10?
Still a 3.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum, here's politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of four and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs are cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
3.
Thank you. Last statement. Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
A 10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
Republican.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez de Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Remer for Congress. A great deal?
Okay,
quite
wait.
A bit. Just don't.
When you did the Democrat one, you did, said which one convinces you more, and now you're doing the Republican one, and you're saying which one makes you upset.
Well, in this case, yes. On this part about of these statements about Lori Chavez Remer, you're going to be rating if it is, if this statement is a great deal for you, quite a bit, just some, or not at all a big deal. About the travels, let me read the section as well. Now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez the Remer. Please let me know. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez the Remer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. These are only two statements. Let me read the first one, and it says like this. Lori Chavez the Remer says one thing in Oregon and that's another in D.C. She claimed she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, you can promise. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue that she has campaigned on. Lori is just another typical politician playing bipartisan games. Is this for you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I don't care.
Thank you. Lori Chavez Remer talks about fighting drugs use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez Remer has invested in and profited from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then, as mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drugs laws. As member of Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities. Would this be a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I don't care.
Thank you. And well, now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Remer?
Republican.
Thank you. And well, we're just about to finish. The last questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Senior year. High school.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm not married. So, like, single.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Like, my children or siblings?
Sorry?
Like, siblings or, like, my children?
Yes, could be any other, anyone else that is living, that could be any children 18 years of age or younger.
Yeah, I have, like, 7.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
I don't think so.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really do appreciate your available time and available opinion.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thanks to you. Have a wonderful day. Bye for now.